I'm Mallory King, certified trainer and sports nutritionist and creator of the Fit Life Academy brand. After losing 100 pounds, I became obsessed with helping women finally reach their goals through evidence-backed nutrition and brain-based tools. My life's mission is helping you discover that creating food freedom and falling in love with fitness are the greatest acts of self-care. I'm so glad you're tuning in today, and I know you're ready to say yes to your new life of joy, pleasure, and peace. So let's begin. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. We have a special guest once again, our second episode ever, with the very beautiful, very tall, very dark, very handsome.
Hi, it's Tom. Hey, it's good to be back.
Good to have you back. And yeah. I brought you back on today because we had to get really personal and like intimate about our... yeah, in the last episode, I was very vulnerable. But today's a little lighter because you actually have started your own little fitness journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be 6 months next month.
For the first time in your life that you have been doing what?
On my own free will, I have stayed exercise, my nutrition, and just overall being healthier.
What do you mean by your own?
I was placed in a boot camp 3 times when I was smoking.
Okay. So in this boot camp, you were forced against your will to exercise?
5 days a week.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And then, yeah, it was, I think it was a 9-week program. So for the first week, you go every day for like 5 hours. After that, yeah, it's just very rigorous exercise. It's essentially good too, because you learn some cool stuff. But if you're like a shitty kid, you know, like down that bad path,
troubled youth,
you are basically just doing like manual labor the entire time.
Didn't you say that?
Not even manual labor, like going out to the baseball field, scooping the clay into a bucket, walking around with that bucket on your head all night, and then refilling all of the holes so that way the same when you got there. If they didn't look, this started all over again.
That kind of sounds like the holes, or the book holes, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I know you said like one of your boot camp exes, you got a 6-pack, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The only time in my life that I had a 6-pack, and it wasn't like prominent, but I remember flexing in the mirror and it was 7th grade, and I was like,
yeah,
this is it. Like, I'm going to have this for the rest of my life. And then I didn't.
And then boot camp ended.
As soon as boot camp was over, I started smoking weed again.
You're a troublemaker. Yeah. Okay, so you're 34 years old now.
I'm glad you had to think about it.
Think about it for a second. Hey,
it's fair though. My birthday just happened.
And it changes every year, so I got to keep up with the times.
My birthday is the same day every year.
You know what I mean. So you spent your entire adult life not exercising. What was the aversion? Like, why didn't you?
I mean, it's been like hit or miss, because there was times where I was like fit based on like my job, right? Because when I was doing valet and I was running, I was also doing, so never mind. But that I have been fit and done exercise, but doing this on my own, I just had a lot of anxiety towards going to the gym, feeling like I don't know what I'm doing in front of people, and I'm not really, it just makes me really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I just didn't go because I was scared to, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you've shared with me a lot over the years, like, because I've been, you know, working out and using a gym for like a decade now, and you've always been uncomfortable with the idea of exercising in a gym. And there's been times where we've had a home gym and you'll use it.
Yeah. I was going to say, because there was, I think, 3 months that I was working out when we had that girl down south, and that just sucked. Like, it was so hot.
It was so
in that garage. But also, like, I found that working out alone is also, I'm not a fan of it. So, like,
yeah.
I think the combination of going with you and knowing how to better handle my anxiety and having, you know, your that little hand squeeze or whatever when,
yeah,
you know, I'm feeling anxious. Yeah, I prefer actually going to a gym. I've really come to love.
Absolutely. Side note, I want to say that garage gym that we had down in South Florida is where I broke my toe. Because it was so hot in that garage, and I was doing barbell squats. That was when I got into powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when you started exercising with me, because you saw me, like, I got so into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like that with things. Like, I get really into to things, like, go all in, super passionate, and then once I get, like, a little taste of success with it, I'm like, which I guess is a good thing, you know, because sometimes you do find that one special, like general lifting is that one where I just want to keep pushing and keep being more successful with it. But
I feel like that's your entrepreneur.
Yeah. But yeah, I ended up breaking my toe, loading a 45-pound plate onto the bar for barbell squats. And I was so sweaty that the plate slid right through my hands.
Yeah, they didn't have grip holes on them.
Yeah, yeah. They were old rusty plates that we got off of. Man, when we built our home gym, we were tight on money. And pretty much like 85% of all of our equipment, we got used off of either Craigslist or...
We got the vast majority of it from that one guy.
Yeah, who, I think we found on Craigslist who was selling out all the stuff.
I remember because we were loading up all the plates. I mean, it was a full home gym setup, essentially, that you had found the guy and I went to go pick it up. And that was when I had my Crown Vic and I was loading it all in. And I was like, oh my God, like I've never seen my car sit this low. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I had broken my toe, plate fell from my hand, vertically split my toe bone in half.
Perfect split, like absolutely clean break, just straight line.
Which made healing great, but yeah, that was good times.
We also worked out naked in a few times.
We did, and that digital camera that filmed that got stolen.
Why were you filming a naked workout anyway,
though? It was for a friend! You know how I am.
But yeah, it's working out naked's pretty tight too, though.
Yeah. But going back to your point, working out working out alone is tougher. Working out at home is even tougher. So ideal circumstances for a great workout is at the gym with a partner. And I mean, I've been training for the majority of my 10 years alone. And you get it done. Like for me, I do like a solo workout because I can really zone out and just... like it's just a very meditative like experience. Even the other day when we were at the gym together and I was like, listen, I'm just going to like throw my headphones on and zone out and just be with my thoughts basically. But but working out with you, I will say like I've never pushed myself so hard because I am pretty competitive. So I just want to like make sure that you're not surpassing me and you're already surpassing me in a lot of upper body movements and it's pissing me off. So it really gives me that extra push harder.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely a motivation just because seeing you do like way heavier weight with leg stuff. Like when we first started, I remember, I think you did like 400 pounds or something on the leg press. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, and then I think I did like,
tell me more.
I think I did like 200 and I was like dying. Like I was like, oh my God.
And now you're right up there with me.
Yeah, I hit 410 for 13 reps today.
Listen, I'm going to fill you in on a little secret in the fitness society. Don't gloat about your leg press.
I'm not gloating. I'm proud of myself.
No, I'm just messing with you. It's just like a common thing that people say. Like, nobody cares how much you can leg press. Because it is a lot easier to do a 400-pound leg press as a squat, you know, a barbell squat or something like that.
Yeah, for sure. But
it's still an impressive achievement.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah. Yeah, your journey has been like really cool to watch and be a part of. And it is really impressive how many gains you've made in the last... So it's been 6 months now. I was thinking about it before we started this episode. It's the very end of March. And we started the very beginning of October. Yep. Yeah. So we're coming up on 6 months. So it was gym anxiety that kept you out of the gym for so long. But I think like just generally not exercising, I think you just didn't have a strong motivation for it. And my opinion is that a big reason is because you're like a healthy weight and like a healthy body, right? Like you spent in your 20s. You know, like you were at a healthy weight. So like for you, it wasn't so much of like, you didn't have that strong drive of like, ooh, I want to make a change. Because I feel like your baseline was solid. Healthy body. I'm in my 20s. My body's working fine. Like for me, when I was heavily overweight, that was part of my motivation. Like I was having health issues because of my weight. So I think like as you know, you're nearing 34, I think that you started to get some motivation to want to go to the gym because you started getting a lot of little injuries.
I mean, that's something that I've honestly always dealt with, like tweaking my back or my neck or something like that, you know, and then I'm out for a week. But yeah, a year ago now, I hurt my back like really bad, that damn trampoline.
It was from the trampoline.
Yeah, because me and Marshall were jumping and I just remember that's hilarious. I like went down, hit the trampoline, just felt this little pop. Right in the middle of my back, and then I couldn't move. Took so much effort too. I was that was the worst I've ever, I think, injured, right? Because I was out. I think there was two full days where I could not move.
Yeah.
Like, I was, it was.
And then it was weeks.
Yeah, of just constant having to watch how I moved. I went to the chiropractor quite a few times. Yeah, it was cool. So that, I think, was probably my motivation, not wanting to be injured. But also, I just, when I was younger, especially after, like, the boot camp, I was strong, right? Like, I felt strong. And, you know, joking around with my friends or whatever, like, we'd punch each other on the arm or something. Like, damn, Tom, like, that hurt, you know? And, like, it's like, hell yeah, dude. Like, I feel strong. And then I would, like, do things at my jobs, lifting heavy stuff, and it didn't feel bad. So I realized, I forget when, but I went to lift something, and I was dying. Like, I was like, oh, my God. I think we were moving stuff into the office.
Mm.
And I was just dead. Like, I was like, this is so heavy. Like, I don't think I can keep doing this. And then I was like, I definitely have been through worse with moving anything, right? Like, this is not the worst moving scenario. So, yeah, I think just wanting to feel stronger and also not really feeling happy just where I was health-wise. I knew that I could be healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was when we started lifting together was when we were in, well, we still are in couples counseling, but we had started it already. And we used going to the gym together as a way to spend quality time together. Because mm-hmm. for up until 6 months ago, since we had our Lily, our now 2.5-year-old, we haven't had any time for just us, aside from, like, you know, date night here and there. Everything we've done almost for the past decade now has been for our kids.
Yep.
So, you know, we decided to start going to the gym together. He approached me and was like, I'm ready to start this journey. I want to get over this gym anxiety. I want to start exercising. We decided I switched my gym membership to a gym that had childcare. So Tom and I can go together and drop off our toddler.
Well, we went and toured it and because we didn't have the membership yet. And when we went and toured it, I was like, it's pretty nice.
It is. It's a, and then it's a fancy
health club. The childcare was the biggest seller for me because if that wasn't a thing, then it would be we would have to go separately. And I didn't want to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's been a great way for us to spend time together and to bond. But mm-hmm. I want to talk about, like, what your thoughts are on strength training and on my programming and how that experience has been. So for the past 6 months, we've been following the FitLife Academy workouts, mm-hmm. the same workouts that all of our members follow in that workout program. And they're full body workouts. So we require our members to do 3 workouts a week, but we have 4 workouts that can be completed each week. And Tom and I do all 4 pretty much most weeks. Like there'll be weeks here and there where we can't get all 4 workouts in and we just do the 3, which is the benefit of just having the 3 required is like, it just feels like that 4th one's just an added bonus.
Yeah.
But we've been pretty consistent with it. And I would say, like, you've come to really enjoy going. Like, I thought that after a while you'd lose the motivation and like I'd be having to try to drag you to the gym. I was like, I don't want to do that. No, you've been up, ready to go. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm ready before you every day.
Yeah.
But no, I have come to really enjoy going. I was worried too that I would lose that drive, but I think that seeing the progress that I made and then I told you like when I first started, it was really crazy to feel parts of myself that were sore that I hadn't like felt be sore before. And then
it makes you feel accomplished.
Yeah. But I remember asking you about different muscles and stuff. And then like, I was like feeling that muscle start to grow. And I was like, this is sick. So like, I mean, all of our friends are tired of it because every time I see them, it's like, oh, if you see my biceps, you know, like I'm just really hyped on the progress that I'm making.
So that's been motivating you to want to keep going.
Yeah.
Keep growing, getting stronger. It really pisses me off how much progress you have seen in 6 months' time. And I say that with so much love in my heart. Like, I'm so happy for you. But being in the gym for a decade now, like, it's way harder. Like, building progress in 6 months is so small compared to what you've been able to build in the past 6 months. Being that first year to 2 years of strength training, you are able to build so much more muscle and strength because you're really, you know, you're at your baseline is pretty low.
Yeah. I mean, I was just a blob of clay waiting to be molded.
Yes.
You know?
I love it.
But you said He wanted to know what I thought about the programming. At first, I was like, holy shit, I can't do this. Like, this is intense.
We threw you in. I didn't put you through the beginner program. So we do have like a 4-week program when people sign up that we recommend they go through to kind of build that foundation of strength. It's a lot of like core stability, glute activation.
That would have been very nice, I think.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's all good now.
I mean, hey, you had the benefit of having
you,
me, yeah, there yeah. with you, the showing you proper Mallory form. Thing. Like, you yeah. didn't have to. This man still doesn't even, like, he's like, I think you asked, I can't remember what you asked me the other day. I don't know. You asked me for, like, how to do something.
Bench,
I'm like, literally.
Bench press.
Yeah, I'm like, literally, watch our demo video for the freaking movement, Tom.
Oh,
like,
no, I asked you how to open up my hips. That's what it
he's,
was.
Yeah, he's
you
never.
Like, go look at our stuff.
He's never looked at our demos or anything because he just uses me. But that's fine. That's the perk, right? Being married to a personal.
Well, and for me too, like that with my ADHD, it's hard for me to like do that part. Like if I can just ask you, I'm going to get that information and retain it a lot better than if I had like gone and watched a video on my
right.
own.
Yeah. And that makes you an ideal one-on-one client.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because that's the thing. Like that's why we have the different options. Some people, they're good at like, I just want to stay in my lane. I don't need the one-on-one coaching. Give me the videos. Tell me what to do. I'll do. But then, yeah, some people like literally want to pay for the perk of being able to just text me, hey, this is what I need. Send it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, everybody's
so I'm gonna start
different.
Charging you.
Like my gym experience isn't going to be everyone else's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll table that. So what I want to know, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to quiz you. Married to a personal trainer. You've been asking me all these damn questions.
All right.
Hopefully you've retained the information.
Fuck.
Why do we do full body workouts? What's the benefit?
I think it's so we don't like fatigue or like go too hard on one area.
Sort of. Yeah. You're in the right direction. I see where your brain is going. So with the full body workout, we're not just fatiguing one muscle group by the end of the second exercise, right? So mm-hmm. if we just did a back day, by the second exercise, your back is fatigued. So that third, fourth, and fifth exercise is not getting your potential.
Yeah.
If we spread those back exercises throughout the week, so you're hitting a back exercise 1 to 2 times a day, every day of the week, you're getting full performance in all of your back movements.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So over time for the whole week, you were able to perform more volume. You were able to perform better.
Yeah.
100%. Because it was spread out. Right.
Yeah. You explained it better than I.
So that's exactly what you were thinking.
Mm-hmm. Like word for word.
So you've had times where you're like, I want to try the bodybuilding split. But the bodybuilding split is when you're doing a different muscle group with each workout. But really where you're at in your journey, especially being in that newbie phase, which is the first 1 to 2 years of training, is the most ideal time to do the full body workout because you are at that kind of like lower baseline
mm-hmm.
where you have so much potential to build.
Yeah. I mean, I think we did like 2 or 3 weeks of a bodybuilding style, like one muscle group.
Yeah.
Because I remember that. And I was like, dude, I like we're 3 exercises in and I'm dead.
You're
like,
fatigued.
I can't do it. And I think that had I not had you there, that would have immediately put me off. Like if I had just found a bodybuilding program and started going to the gym myself, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm too fucking sore. I can't do this. I don't want to continue to do this if this is how I'm going to feel after every single workout.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like the full body, but I feel like I'm kind of to a point where I would like to focus more on like a singular group,
mm-hmm.
but we've talked about that. You know, it's mainly like my back. I hurt my back, right? Like,
yeah.
I want to make sure that it's strong and avoid those kind of situations.
Yeah. Another perk of having me with you there. Like we've kind of customized your program. We added some more back movements in.
Mm-hmm.
We offer custom training at FitLife Academy. So if you're looking for some, if you're like these full body workouts aren't it, or like maybe I just want to focus on one particular muscle group, because even though it is ideal to train full body for maximum performance, if it's not your cup of tea, then like you said with bodybuilding style, like if it turns you off from doing it, then it's worth making a change. It's worth doing something that's suboptimal. You know, if you prefer mm-hmm. the bodybuilding style, It's still better to just go with what keeps you going and keeps you motivated and consistent.
It gets you feeling good and you're, you know, doing it properly.
Yeah. The other benefit to the full body workouts is that you can get away with doing 3 to 4 workouts a week and hit everything. Yeah. Right. Because if you're doing split muscle groups, you do 3 workouts. I mean, what, you're going to hit legs once a week? Like, that's, you're not going to make progress with that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, all in all, full body workouts we have found have worked better for our members to be able to stay consistent with it. Because most of our members are people that are working full time or parents. I was about to say full time. Some of you are part time.
Most parents are full time parents.
We're part time parents. So, yeah, we find that that works for most people, but everyone's unique. So you have experienced a lot of gym anxiety, for sure, even going with me, but you've gone by yourself quite a few times now. If I've been sick or just unable to make it.
There was, I think it was Monday this week, wasn't it?
You were
dying from
allergies.
The pollen.
Oh
and,
my God, the pollen.
I woke up strangely motivated at like 7 and, I'd said to myself, like, when I woke up, I was like, if she's not feeling good, I'm still going to the gym. If she's feeling good, I'm still going to the gym. And you weren't feeling good. So I came in, gave you a kiss, grabbed the kids.
Yeah. So proud. So what do you think has helped you, like, overcome the gym anxiety?
I think the biggest thing is just going, right? Like, continuing to go. Becoming more familiar with how to do the exercises, how to use the machines, all of that. I think the anxiety just stemmed from my lack of knowledge. I didn't want to look or feel stupid not knowing how to do something.
Yeah.
So I think that learning how to use it, for one, has helped. But, I mean, I honestly, like, I love just throwing on some music if I'm going alone. And, like, that's it. Like,
zoning out.
Yeah. Just zone out. Like, log the workout. Send you some flirty texts. And, yeah, like, it just kind of went away. Like, I get it sometimes still when we open with a new movement or something that I haven't done before. But it's not so much like, oh, I don't want to look stupid. It's more so like I feel frustration because I feel like I should know how to do it. So, and I also got my anxiety meds upped like halfway through this. So I think that that may have helped as well.
Ooh, look at you. So what you said with like not feeling familiar with the movements, I would say is the most common reason I hear from people that like they have that gym anxiety. And my advice would be, if you are not used to being in a gym environment at all, start by going and just like doing cardio, getting on a cardio machine. That's it. The first step is getting comfortable in the gym. Not doing, like, if you're not used to doing, you know, lifts and strength exercises, don't just go to the gym and like start with a, you know, really hardcore program. Start by just going to the gym, jumping on the treadmill, walking for 20 minutes, and just starting to get really comfortable being in that environment.
I would just like to add to that, that like, you know, you go and just jump on the treadmill or the bike, and you can watch what other people are doing and become more familiar just by seeing how they're using the machines and stuff like that. That's something that I've done over the last 6 months. Like I'll peek over and, you know, see what's going on at the any of the machines.
Yeah.
So yeah, just, you know, get yourself comfortable, do some cardio, get a little sweaty, and pay attention to what other people are doing.
Yeah, and you'll probably also realize that most people are in their own little world, like totally checked out, and they're in their zone. So they're not paying attention to what you're doing. But once you feel a little bit more comfortable in that gym environment is when you can start venturing out to doing some new movements. And my recommendation once you get to that step would be to just start with like 2 to 3 new movements per workout. So if you're like, I don't know how to do anything, I don't know how to do shit. Okay, well, today you're going to the gym and you're doing 2 exercises. Mm-hmm. That's it. And you're going to take your time getting comfortable with that exercise at either body weight or the lowest weight available to you. And it's going to be uncomfortable and it's going to be scary and it's going to be anxiety inducing. But by taking that little step each time, like chipping away a little bit at the unknown, you're just increasing your confidence. And you're also going to feel like a total badass overcoming something that is scary to you. Like you're going to leave that gym being like, okay, I'm really proud of myself. that I overcame that. And sometimes you are going to do something really silly or stupid. I still do it in the gym. Like, I'll drop a weight on accident. I'll clunk the cable machine really loud. Like, I'll fumble and I'll feel like an idiot. So it's not exclusive to newbies. Mm-hmm. But everybody started there. I know it's cliche, but it's true. Everybody started at one point not knowing what the hell they were doing at the gym.
Yeah. I mean, that's something I heard and saw all the time. Like, you know, nobody is judging you for trying to better yourself. They're all there for the same goal, right? Be healthier, to exercise.
Yeah. I like to think that the majority of the population that's going to the gym, you know, they're trying to be healthy. They're trying to like work on themselves. It's probably not like the most likely person that's going to be toxic or judgmental.
Yeah.
They're trying to be healthy. And I think a part of being healthy is being a good person, not being an asshole.
Yeah. I mean, being on the other side of it, like hearing, you know, that nobody really cares, that nobody's looking at you. Now it's like, oh yeah, that's true. Whereas before, like when I didn't go to the gym, it was like, everybody is watching me right now. Everybody's like, this guy doesn't know what the fuck he's doing and he needs to get out.
Yeah, it's way scarier in your head. And that's why, just getting used to like being at the gym and in the environment, you can create that mental picture in your head of like a chill atmosphere that's mm-hmm. not, doesn't have a bunch of eyes looking at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being back on the podcast. And I am so pumped to see where we're at after a year going. Cause I've never seen like the numbers that I'm pushing in the gym. I'm just so motivated.
Me neither. You know, it's crazy. But I'm excited too, because my 6-month transformation is coming up and I want to make like a little post for that. So I'm really excited to share, because it's definitely just my 6 months.
It's insane.
It's insane for me.
Yeah. You look amazing. You look so fit. Like, you can tell that you work out. And I want to add too that this is with like minimal nutrition changes. Like, you have basically a Core Elite protein shake every day.
Two.
One to two.
I have one in the morning, one at night.
Yeah.
Some protein bars. I try to get like chicken or some type of actual like protein.
I'm going to be straight up. You don't eat very nutritious. So it's true.
No, I don't.
Yeah. It's truly impressive how much progress. That's protein and just being a newbie in the gym and not being in a severe calorie deficit. Because a lot of people that first start working out and strength training are in a really big calorie deficit trying to lose weight.
Yeah, and it's fucking hard.
Well, not even that, but it's harder to build muscle in that case. Yeah. So you're going, eating around maintenance, eating a pretty solid amount of protein. Like, so you're not dieting and you're not trying to like eat clean, but you're also like, I don't know. It's just amazing to see you eat Pop-Tarts and like Taco Bell all the time. And you like have a really solid physique.
Yeah. I had two packs of cookies before we started this podcast.
Yeah.
They were delicious.
My workouts. I programmed that. Yeah. It makes me feel good.
I love the programming. It's amazing.
I really want to see. Can we do an experiment for the podcast? And the next 6 months, like you do like a pretty like not, obviously that's not a strict diet. That's not what we're about.
I'm going to stop you right there. And yes.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. I want to be challenged.
Like I want to clarify, not a strict diet by any means, but basically like follow my programming of nutrition.
Yeah.
My strategies. A flexible dieting approach. You can eat all your foods, but you are more conscious of the portions of the balance. You're definitely hitting your protein target.
I'm 100% down.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So we're going to show everybody your 6 months. The first 6 months, just lifting, just doing the FitLife Academy workouts.
Literally then, just like upping my protein and not eating Taco Bell every day was the only like diet change I made.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had Taco Bell in like a...
That's not true.
It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah. You were like 8 to 10 days ago. All right. I love you.
Love you.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. And I can't wait to see you next time.